We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Murphy is here, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today. Well, Murph, the Bills were flexed to this Sunday night primetime appearance. The team has some experience with these national games. You know, look back to Thanksgiving, where they really thrived in that situation. You've talked to many of these guys. What's the mindset going into this one?
Yeah, I think they got a good mindset. I think that's been the hallmark of Sean McDermott's tenure with the Bills. It was a tough loss against Baltimore last week, to be sure, but I don't think that has any lingering effects. And the fact that they're on Sunday Night Football, big national TV audience, I don't think that will impact the way the Bills will play too much. I think they're a pretty focused, pretty business-like team, and they're going to need that this Sunday against the Steelers.
Yeah, does anything change for you getting ready for a Sunday night game? Because I'm sitting here, I'm talking to everybody about what we're going to do as fans and how we watch the game, and it, you know, changes our plans. How does it change how you prepare? How does it change how the team prepares?
Yeah, well, for me, it doesn't change how I prepare. It's just getting ready for a long day Sunday. It's kind of a long day in a hotel getting ready to go to the stadium around 5 o'clock or so for an 8:20 kickoff, but I'll be fine. For the players, I don't think it's too much different. I know they've got a little bit of change in their schedule. It's mostly that downtime in the hotel on Sunday that gets them, and they'll probably schedule like a walkthrough or a couple of meetings just to get guys up and on their feet, just to kind of move around a little bit, maybe in a hotel ballroom or something, just so that they're not laying in bed watching football all day Sunday, like most of America.
Yeah. Hey, so the Bills are 5-1 on the road this year. How tough are the Steelers at Heinz Field?
They're good, and they're good in primetime games. What did I see? 28-9 record in Heinz Field in primetime games. They have a big, rabid crowd that loves them. You know, they're among the most loyal fans in the league. They're good at home, and they'll be loud at home, and it's a difficult place to play. The Bills have not had much success in Pittsburgh over the years. It's a tough challenge. Buffalo's a good road team. They have demonstrated that this year, but this will be maybe their toughest road game of the season so far.
Yeah, playing a defense, John, that has gotten headlines all throughout the year for really keeping this team, which has had so many injuries and missing players on offense in Pittsburgh, keeping them right in the thick of the playoff hunt despite, you know, having to go to their basically third string quarterback at the start of the year.
Yeah, they're a big play defense too, which is a little bit scary. They've got 48 sacks, which leads the NFL. They've got 33 takeaways, interceptions, and fumble recoveries, which leads the league in the NFL. And nobody's done that in the league since 1974. Finished the season leading in sacks and takeaways. They get great play from outside linebackers, a couple of young guys, Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt, who make a lot of these big plays. They're good on the back end. Former Dolphins safety Minkah Fitzpatrick, sort of the anchor now of their defensive backfield. They're good all over that defense. And, as we know, the Buffalo offense struggles to score points. So they'll be challenged a great deal this Sunday, I would think.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, the offense wasn't really clicking last week for the Bills. But it seems like Josh Allen always has bounce-back games after rough ones. Have you noticed?
It does seem that way, doesn't it? It seems like I think he learns from his mistakes, and he made mistakes last Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens, obviously, in the face of a kind of a crippling blitz. The Ravens blitzed 67% of the Bills' passing plays. But, yeah, I think Josh does bounce back. I don't think he is intimidated by a national spotlight. He demonstrated that in the Thanksgiving Day win at Dallas. And I think he's a good student. We know he's very smart, and he's a good student and works on the things that hold him back. And I anticipate he'll take a step forward this week against, as we've said, a very good Pittsburgh defense.
Yeah, a win and in scenario, John. A chance to get to 10 wins. And, I mean, to be talking about securing your playoff spot with still a couple games remaining, that's incredible considering the history of this team.
Yeah, the recent history especially, right? And that's a good thing. And I think Bills fans at some point will remind themselves of that. You know, the playoff drought is a distant memory now. When and if the Bills clinch this playoff this year, it'll be two playoff appearances in 3 years, which was, you know, obviously unthought of a couple of years ago. So they have turned the corner. There's no question about that. But they've got to finish this deal and get this playoff bid clinched sooner rather than later, I would hope.
Hey, what do you think of the big sidebar story going into this one? The Edmonds brothers, three brothers playing in the same NFL game, which hasn't happened in 92 years.
Yeah, love that story. You know, we had the Bills' Tremaine Edmonds and his brother Terrell, the Steelers' safety, on the show, on our show yesterday on WGR. It's great. And to hear them reminisce about, you know, they're all pretty close. I think they're three brothers about four ages apart. The oldest one is Trey, who plays fullback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But to hear them talking about, you know, hard fouls against each other, playing pickup basketball and tackling each other, playing in the backyard, it's a really good story. And I think it's a really good side story. And, you know, the other good side story, I think, are the two coaches, Sean McDermott of the Bills and
Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin, thank you, of the Steelers. Both of them were teammates at William & Mary. Their head coach there, Jimmy Laycock, who coached there for 49 years, is coming to the game this Sunday. He's never seen either one of his former players coach a game. He's going to see both of them play at Heinz Field on Sunday, all the way from his home down in Williamsburg, Virginia. So, yeah, there's a couple of really good sidelight stories in this game.
Yeah, a lot of history baked into this one on top of what was already going to be a great marquee game. Hey, John, enjoy it Sunday night. I know we all will. It's John Murphy, Bills play-by-play announcer. Hear him on the call Sunday night. It's an 8:20 kickoff primetime on Sunday Night Football on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.